The country's chief scientific research body has presented another challenge for the federal government on climate change. The CSIRO is predicting that the government's planned emissions trading scheme will lead to a new green-collar workforce, but that first, millions of Australians will need to be retrained to deal with the introduction of a carbon market. Jennifer Macy has our report.
The government's planned emissions trading scheme is set to usher in a new green economy and along with it a green-collar workforce, according to a new report by the CSIRO. The report shows that addressing climate change won't affect jobs. Employment is projected to grow from 2.6 to 3.3 million over the next two decades. But it does warn that more than 3 million workers will need to be re-skilled to adapt to this green economy. The author of the report and CSIRO economist Steve Hadfield-Dodds says the carbon market will affect jobs across all industries.
So about 30% of employment is associated with industries that create about 80 to 90% of environmental impacts. And that's agriculture, food and drink production, mining, oil, manufacturing, aluminium, heavy industry, road transport, all those sorts of industries. But I don't think anybody before this has really got their head around the scale of how many people are employed in these sectors that have to change their behaviour so radically.
Dr. Hadfield-Dodds says employment is set to grow more rapidly in the construction and transport sector compared to the national average. He says there's already a shortage of electricians to retrofit houses with solar panels or mechanics to convert cars from petrol to LPG.
We're talking about electricians knowing which lights are available and what sorts of lights and what their energy use is. It's going to require a revolution in all those sorts of things. It's about public transport drivers who know how to drive for fuel efficiency as well. Now, in almost all cases, you can get better service and performance and save money over the long run. It's just we haven't had to pay attention before because we haven't been so worried about energy use and greenhouse emissions.
But Dave Noonan from the Construction, Forestry, Energy and Mining Union says there's already a massive gap in the investment put towards training apprentices in these trades.
A lot more needs to be done in terms of the general skill base of the industry. We have insufficient intake of apprentices at the moment, and of the apprentices who commence formal trade training, 50% of them don't complete. So the first step is to get the training base in place for the industry generally. The second thing is that the green technologies around both new construction and retrofitting need to be absolutely integral to their skills and training packages.
Many of these industries are already struggling to find skilled workers, and it's unclear where these new green-collar jobs will come from or when the current workers will be retrained. But Peter Anderson, the chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says it's too early to say what impact the emissions trading scheme will have on the current skills shortage.
There will need to be reskilling of workers as our economy changes. But the design elements of that scheme have not been concluded. In fact, it's still early days in that process, and so industry will need to work actively with government both on the design of an emissions trading scheme and the consequential changes to our labour force and our labour market that arise from that.
Professor Gerald Burke from Monash University sits on the board of Skills Australia, a government initiative to address the current skills crisis. He says there may be a shortfall of workers as the economy adjusts to the emissions trading system.
Yes, there could be some shortfalls, but the way we're going, I think we should be in the position to attack current shortfalls and perhaps be taking anticipatory action towards any likely future shortfalls.
That's Professor Gerald Burke, who's on the board of Skills Australia, ending that report by Jennifer Macy.